News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Finance Minister Audley Shaw has welcomed loan support from the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB, to the government, totaling $248 million. The funds will go towards the implementation of three key government initiatives, including the National Identification System, NIDS. Noting that the NIDS implementation is an important step for Jamaica, Minister Shaw said the concept is similar to programs being executed in other parts of the world.
The backing of the IDB in terms of a loan for the promulgation of the national ID system is an ultimate proof of the efficacy of this program.
A total of $68 million has been earmarked for NIDS. $160 million for the public sector transformation project and $20 million to further boost national security technology inputs. Minister Shaw and IDB President Luis Alberto Moreno signed agreements formalizing the provisions during a ceremony at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel on February 26. Persons living in sugarcane areas are being urged to safeguard themselves against diseases spread by rats. Veterinary Public Health Inspector for Westmoreland, Jodian Harris, says rats which carry the disease leptospirosis tend to flee to residential homes during the time of the cane harvest, especially when fire is brought into play in the fields.
It's important that they rodent-proof their building, try to remove any possible site of harborage, any areas around the house that rats could possibly live. So rats like areas where there are weeds. So if you have old metals or old tires around your home, you try to get rid of those. You'd also want to pay attention to properly storing and disposing of your waste, because the rats also will like those areas to live in.
Ms. Harris was speaking in a recent Jamaica Information Service think tank session. Leptospirosis is an infectious disease caused by bacteria that could lead to possible fatal infection of the kidney, liver, brain, lung, or heart. Deputy Chairman of the Zones of Special Operations, ZOSO Social Intervention Committee, Omar Sweeney, says activities continue under the build phase of implementation in the Mount Salem and Denham Town Zones of Special Operations. Mr. Sweeney says particular focus is being placed on strengthening the government's social presence in the zones, engaging community persons, and assessing their needs.
What we want to ensure is that we're carrying out really a methodology that is in line with what JCEP has used in urbanized communities like this for the last 20 years, which is to ensure that you have proper governance structures, you have community engagement, you also mobilize the requisite agencies and NGOs and CBOs to form a nucleus and a core of practitioners that can help to reestablish what we call services to the community.
Mr. Sweeney was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. And the Ministry of Tourism is reporting that Jamaica recorded increased visitor arrivals for the first 2 months of the year. The announcement was made at a recent reception hosted by the Jamaica Tourist Board, JTB, in celebration of Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett being named Caribbean Tourism Minister of the Year 2017 by the Caribbean Journal.
We ended January at 12% up over last year, and February is still going ahead of last year's February. And things are looking a little better because we're on the road and we're talking to our partners and they are understanding better that what we are doing is to maintain Jamaica as a safe, secure, and seamless destination.
Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett. Data from the Jamaica Tourist Board also showed that a record 4.3 million tourists visited Jamaica in 2017, providing a revenue flow of approximately $3 billion. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuie James-Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Learn more facts about the Disability Act.
I have a disability. I am getting married. And guess what? You can't stop me.
That would be discrimination. Under the Act, you also have to make reasonable arrangements to accommodate persons with disabilities, like ramps, sign language interpreters, or special computer software.
Make a start and play your part and learn all the facts under the Act. visit jcpdja.com. A message from the JCPD,